Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I feel like this is a conversation that happens almost before anyone gets married. And I'm curious if anyone out there, as a woman, kept their maiden name. How did you decide which name you're going to take? Whose name are you going to take? Now, I don't think, you know, traditionally it was always the woman took the man's name. I think traditionally it's probably almost split, more common than not. Who has and what name? How did you decide it? 314-531-9898. I know that, you know, this is the name you're born with, so it has a meaning, and names have meaning. So this is, I think, a struggle for a lot of women when they're supposed to just give up their name, and this is something your friend is struggling with, huh?
Yeah, my friend Elizabeth is having a really hard time, like, being like, okay, my last name isn't going to be Meeks anymore, to the point where she had to bring it up in, like, therapy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was
really?
Like, oh, wow. It's, like, such an identity for her. Yeah. A ton of people in college called her by her last name, so she's like, oh, my gosh, are they going to stop calling me that? I'm like, no. Like, your last name, you know, will forever be Meeks. I like people are still going to call you that. That's not going to change. She thinks it's so weird. Like her kids won't have that same last name, too. And like it is a weird thing, but she still wants to change her name.
Does she?
She has come to the conclusion, like the hyphenated thing. She doesn't want to do the hyphenated thing. She doesn't want to do the middle name thing because her middle name is also like a family name. So she doesn't want to change that. So she's going to change it. She just hates that she's going to do it, basically.
I wonder if other people struggle, because my wife and I had this conversation because everyone called her Katie Lewis. Like, and mm-hmm. Just so she knows, people still reference her to that all the time now that we're married. 314-531-9898. I know this is going to sound not fair because of, but this is my real opinion. I think whoever has the cooler last name, that's the name you should take. And my real last name is Mega, so of course I would have that. Of course this is my opinion. I've always had this opinion. But I do, like, if someone has a cool last name, you should take that so that everyone has the same last name and it's cooler.
I think some people have just like a deeper connection to their last name too, because my last name, I don't really think that I'll have a hard time changing it.
Sure.
The only thing that I would feel weird about is like I have two sisters and we're really close. We're not going to be the Bowman sisters anymore. We're all going to have new last names, but nobody calls me by my last name.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I could like relate less to a topic. I'm so excited to change my last name.
You don't
really?
Like Gibbs?
No, like I'm not. That's like associated with like my dad's side.
Yeah,
not
I was just gonna say
my dad's
different
side
from
at all. I mean, my sisters and I. Yeah, people call us the Gibbs girls. Whatever. I don't even really like that people say that. But yeah, I'm so excited to change my last name when I get married one day. Like even like I feel like, you know, I might struggle a little bit, like because I might be harder to find, like radio wise, maybe, but if people really want to find me, they'll find me.
See, I think my friend has the opposite opinion of that because she lost her dad really young, too.
Oh.
So it's like a tie to her dad that she'll not she won't have anymore.
That
I think he should change it then.
Yeah.
Like, we're not like weighing in on what they decide to do or not. But I do think that like it shouldn't just be traditional. Like, oh, it's always traditional. The woman changes it, the guy. Like, I think, like, you're right. Like, some people's names mean more to them. And if that person has a deeper meaning, a deeper connection, that's a conversation that should be had. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Or if you have a badass last name like Mega, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's funny. The Sarah liked my last name because she's Sarah Williams and I'm Kevin Berghoff. Well, she's all about alphabetical order.
Oh,
and
that's
she
awesome.
Hated being at the very end all through school. So it was like a no-brainer for her. I'm choosing Berghoff over Williams because now I'm at the head of the class.
Wow.
Curious, how did you decide on the name change? And did you also struggle with this where you felt like you were losing a part of your identity? Does it ever change? Do people stop calling you that nickname Should she be, you know, AB's friend, be worried about that? 314-531-9898. When you get married, there's always a conversation about the name change because the woman has to usually traditionally give up the name. And nowadays, more women are hyphenating,
right,
or guys are taking the last name. How did you decide? 314-531-9898. AB's friend has decided to take on her future husband's last name, mm-hmm, but she is having trouble with letting go of it because it's created nicknames for her, has a special meaning and tie, and it's affecting her. Want to know if this has affected you as a woman as well, or a man who had to give up their name. For me, the nickname thing, I kind of speaks from a personal experience. My wife, people still call her by her first and maiden name all the time, like as like slang or just, mm-hmm, like not like, oh, like she fills out documents that way, but more so like, oh, Katie Lewis, you're, yeah, and joking around. Like, it didn't go away. So I don't think she's going to lose the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
That would surprise me at
right.
least. If yeah. all of a sudden
I don't think she would.
Yeah. Especially because just enough people in your life, you always will keep that nickname. It's hard, whether they're positive or negative, it's hard to shake a nickname.
Yeah.
Nancy, you actually, as a woman, kept your name, but this was back in the 70s. So this was like unheard of.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, I kept my name and was really castigated for it.
Really?
You know, how could you do this to your husband? And when I had my first child, they actually lost her in the nursery because she had my husband's last name. And I kept saying, where's my baby? And they couldn't find a baby with my last name.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I learned very quickly no other baby went to the nursery, number one. But I finally got, you know, kind of bullied into changing my name and actually named my second child my maiden name.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Did you regret changing
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That.
Yes. And especially with the political climate now, with the talk of what's going to be needed to vote.
Right.
Interesting.
I think women really need to do some serious thinking on whether they're going to legally change their name. You can go by any name you want, but I'm talking about legally for Social Security, for your tax purposes, for voting, most importantly. You need to really think about this because
look at Nancy. 50 years, you know, ago was a trailblazer. Good for you, Nancy.
Yeah,
appreciate the call.
Wow.
Katie, you had
hey.
You know, struggle with the name change as well?
No, not at all. I didn't struggle with my name change at all. I had always heard that your last name at birth represents the name of the man that your mother chose, whereas when you change your name to your future husband's name, you're now calling yourself by the man that you chose.
What so a no powerful little quote.
Yeah,
right?
Wow.
Right. And honestly, not worried about voting at all. My name has been changed for 25 years, and I've had zero problems. So.
Dang.
Wow.
All right.
Boom. Mic drop.
Mic yeah, drop no for doubt. Katie.
I love
appreciate
that little
that.
Quote.
I wanted to grab this one, too, because this is an interesting one. Christina, tell everyone what your last name is.
So my last name is Freeze, F-R-E-E-S-E, and it's just like David Freeze. And I get that question all the time. Am I related? No. I was actually adopted from Chile, so I have no relation whatsoever. When I got divorced, I went back to my maiden name. And I will tell you, throughout my professional life, I work with a lot of attorneys and doctors, and that's the question I get all the time. Hey, got a question. I'm like, here we go. And they're like, you know what I'm going to ask you? I'm like, let's hear it. And it's like, hey, are you related to David Freeze? And I'm like, I wish. No, I'm not. But yeah, so I love my last name.
Love
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like, always get, is Mega your real last name? Like,
people yeah. ask yeah. me that all the time.
Yeah. yeah. And they're always like, and they always give it to, they always compliment me. Like I did that.
Yeah.
Like, you're damn right. Yeah, they, yeah. Actually, my last name wasn't going to be Mega. They saw me born like this last.
Oh, that's Mega. A Mega Man.
Yeah, that's Mega. A Mega Man for you. Thank you so much for the call. Such an interesting conversation this morning.